Hello there. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are. Welcome to today's episode of the Zero Limit Life podcast. I'm your host, Olusheye Igbafe, and as always, I'm glad to have you with me. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast, please do so now by hitting the subscribe button. I'm also glad to announce to you that you can now access our episode on YouTube. Yes, so just search for the Zero Limit Life podcast and we will pop up on your screen on YouTube. Now on to today's episode. Today's episode is tagged Stop Hunting for Ants. Stop Hunting for Ants. That's the title of today's episode. And I guess this is my way of saying stop playing small. Stop playing small in your life. If you were to wake up in the morning, say you're a hunter and you go out to hunt for food, would you hunt for an ant? Possibly not. Or would you even hunt for a rat? Possibly not. But sadly, that is what a lot of people are doing with their lives. Aiming low. I mean very, very low. So are you one of those people? I mean, you know deep inside of you that you are capable of great things. You know that you can do much more than you are doing. Yet you settle for the mundane, the average, the mediocre, and the predictable. This episode, my chat to you today is that it's time to stop. You need to stop it. What you are doing basically is that you are hunting for an ant. Stop settling for crumbs. You know what you are capable of. It's time to step out of your comfort zone, to step out of the boat, and to walk on water. It's time to live the life of your dreams. It's time to stop limiting yourself. You know, when you play small, you cheat yourself of the destiny God has created for you. Let me say that again. When you play small in life, you cheat yourself of the destiny that God has created for you. Live your life to your full potential. Don't settle for a life that is less than what you are capable of. Stop being afraid to take a chance on yourself. Let's look at a few reasons why you may be playing small and hunting ants in life when you could be hunting lions or bulls. The number one reason most people play small is because they dream small. They have a small vision. If you think small, you will play small. Because the greatest determinant of how you will think or how you will dream is your mind. So your mind can be your greatest asset and your mind can be your greatest limitation. You must train yourself to dream, to see beyond your present circumstances. Refuse to allow your situation to define your life, your dreams. Learn to think beyond the limits of quote-unquote possibilities, what is realistic. The truth is that every major achievement, every major innovation was once an impossibility. I mean, think about it. Going to space used to seem like an impossibility, yet people have done it. Albert Einstein said something. He said, imagination is everything. It is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world. The second reason most people do not dream big, the reason they play small, is fear. You know, you're probably thinking, what if I step out of the boat and think, well, what if you don't? What if you actually walk on water? You will never know until you step out of the boat. You know, I recently read from a hospice staff in a psychology magazine that the greatest regret most people have when they are dying is that they never stepped out in their life. They never explored. They never lived their dreams. They never, you know, followed their instincts. They never did what they wanted to. They just conformed. That is most people's greatest regret. So is that going to be yours? Yes, there is a possibility that you may or you may not sink if you step out of the boat. But it is 100% definite that you will not walk on water if you stay in the boat. The third reason most people play small is the fear of what others will say. And I know that sounds outrageous because it is, but it is a major fact. The fear that others will criticize you or laugh at you for wanting more with your life is keeping you small. You don't want them to judge you. And for some, it's because of what people have already said about you. You know, you are constrained by the negative words that were spoken to you in your past, the negative feedback maybe you received when you attempted the first time to step out. You know, the judgments that you are not good enough or that you don't have what it takes, the mockery, the jesting, whatever. It's time you break free of the weight of the opinion of others. Don't give up your life so that you can fit into a tribe. There is a tribe at every level. Let me say that again. There is a tribe at every level. If you become successful and your current friends and families don't go along with you, it means they never loved you anyway. And it just shows you what the, you know, who they are. And there will be new people that will love you and they will support you. So don't restrain yourself because of what people will say. You know, if I start doing this, what will people think about me? It doesn't matter. What matters is what you want. Don't mortgage your life based on somebody else's opinion. They don't really care that much. The fourth common reason people play small is because they're afraid they will succeed. Now, the first time I heard this, I was like, what? And you probably are thinking like that too, but it is the truth. A lot of people, and possibly you, are more afraid of your success than your failure because your success has implications. You are currently in your comfort zone, and your success will throw you out of that comfort zone. There will be so many new things to do, so many new adjustments to make. And sometimes, out of the fear of the implication of success, we sabotage ourselves. I'd like to share with you something that Nelson Mandela said at his inauguration, and it is so profound. He said, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people will not feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give others permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. End of quote. So when you allow yourself to play to your fullest strength and to your fullest ability, you actually serve the world better. You're actually a blessing to the world, and you help the others to realize that they can do it as well. So how do you begin to play big? Number one, get clear on what you want, because what playing big means is relative to everybody. Get clear on what you want. What do you really want in life? If you knew today, without a shadow of doubt, that you will succeed in anything, what would you do? How would you live? What business would you do? Where would you go? Identify what you want out of life, not what society has told you that you're entitled to, but what you really, really want, and write it down. Number two, to begin to play big, commit to the work that is required. Whether it's playing big, whether it's hunting bulls or hunting lions, those words are action words. It requires something from you. So be willing to do what it takes. I tell you, you can do it. Those who have done it before, they're not different from you. They have just made up their mind to do it. Be willing to do it. Find out what it takes and do it. Number three, believe in yourself. Remember this quote. It says, if you say you can, you're right. If you say you can't, you're also right. Your belief in yourself is very essential to your success in life. Believe in yourself, believe in your potentials, believe in your capabilities, believe in your ability to learn. Build an unbeatable mindset. Build your self-confidence. Build your self-esteem. Be deliberate about it. These things don't just happen to you. You just don't wake up one morning and you are now full of self-confidence. No, you have to be deliberate about it. Read books, read success stories, listen to podcasts, invest in believing in yourself. You know, success stories or testimonials of people that have succeeded are actually exceptional tools in building your mindset and doing anything. Identify what you want to achieve and where you're coming from, and daily read stories or look at pictures of people who have achieved the same. Expose your mind to the fact that it is possible and it has been done and you can do it. And if you do this over and over again, you will develop an unstoppable mindset. Lastly, create a plan and pursue it. Don't have all these things in your head of how you're going to achieve your dreams or how you're going to, you know, play big, how you're going to hunt a bull. You have to do something different. If all this while you'll be You know, you've just been hunting for ants, now you want to hunt for lions and bulls. Your strategy has to be different. Your plan has to be different. Your tools has to be different. Your aim has to be different. There is a way it is done. You're already hunting, but rather than hunting for ants, you are now hunting for bulls. So you need to up your game. It will take more time, more energy. It will take a whole lot more of you. But my, the rewards are extensive. The rewards are mind-blowing. The outcome will be worth the effort. My task for you this week is simple. I want you to identify an area in your life where you have been playing small, where you have been undermining yourself, where you have imposed, you have self-imposed limitations on yourself. And begin to break those self-limitations, whether it's in your mind, whether it's in choices that you have made or decisions. Begin to dismantle them and play big. Think big. Have a big vision in that area of your life. Remember, you have only one life to live. Never forget that. Always remember, this is my life. This is my only life. So live your life to the fullest. Be the best that you can be. Be the best that you can be. Forget every other person. Be the best that you can be. Go for gold every time. Outdo your past. Smash your limitations. Be brave. Have the courage to be all that God has made you to be. There is something on the inside of you that is bursting to come out. Allow it. Don't settle for mediocrity. Refuse to settle when you know you're meant for more. Make the greatest impact that you can on this earth. Live your life into the fullest. Step into your greatness. Stop hunting ants. Begin to hunt lions and bulls. Wow, I hope you have found that inspiring. That's a wrap for today's episode. If you have, do remember to share this with someone, family, friends, and don't forget to subscribe. Till I come your way next time, take care of yourself. God bless you and bye. Bye.